Germany is set to put on trial two Syrian officials allegedly responsible for torture on behalf of the Assad regime. It's a boost to the painstaking effort to bring to justice those responsible for potential war crimes and crimes against humanity in the Syrian conflict, and particularly those who ran President Assad's notorious torture prisons. As well as the two arrests in Germany, a third arrest was made in France. Germany relies on universal jurisdiction laws that allow it to launch prosecutions for war crimes committed anywhere in the world, with the International Criminal Court stymied over Syria by Chinese and Russian vetoes. Wolfgang Kalleck founded the European Centre for Constitutional and Human Rights and is its General Secretary and Legal Director. It's one of the organisations that's helping assemble evidence for these and many more such cases. When I spoke to him from Berlin, I asked him about the significance of these new arrests and charges.
In the lack of any kind of jurisdiction for the International Criminal Court in The Hague or any international tribunal, universal jurisdiction procedures in national justice systems in Europe are incredibly important to at least establish some kind of accountability for the crimes committed in Syria since 2011. So the most important procedure is happening in Germany, most important because Germany has very strong universal jurisdiction laws and has also specialized investigation units at the police and the federal prosecutor's office. And moreover, we have a huge Syrian exile community of like 500,000 Syrians, many of them victims and survivors of state repression and torture. And that are the preconditions of the huge investigations carried out by the federal prosecutors since 2011. Which resulted in the arrest warrant against one of the most notorious Secret Service chiefs, Jamil Hassan, last summer, and now in the three arrests. We wouldn't say this is a triumph against impunity. No, it's a step forward, an important step forward, because it allows us to really put on the agenda the issue of the nearly total lack of accountability so far. Especially people are now, you know, assuming that Assad won the war and we have to come to terms with him. And so here we are and say, look, you cannot accept this man and this government because they committed serious crimes against humanity during the last decade. And this has to be reminded in every occasion. And so we think a trial in Germany will allow us to raise this issue. Nothing more, but also nothing less.
What are the precedents? Do we need to look back to World War II for precedents and the Nuremberg trials? Because then you're talking decades. Is that really what we might be looking at?
Look, I'm happy that you mentioned Nuremberg, because I think Nuremberg should be the blueprint for any prosecution of crimes against humanity, because Nuremberg targeted the elites, targeted the main perpetrators of a crime against humanity. And that has been lost over the years. So, yes, we had some important trials against some, you know, governing figures such as Milosevic and others. But the main bulk of the international criminal law procedures is directed against low rank or middle rank perpetrators. And I think that something went wrong. It plays a little bit the game of governments where these crimes have been committed. They kind of have to acknowledge that something happened. And so they scapegoat some people, you know, such as former President Bush did in the Abu Ghraib scandal, saying, you know, we have to sort out these rotten apples, means some low rank soldiers and officers on the ground in Abu Ghraib, and thereby avoiding the talk about their own accountability. And that is something we want to contradict. And in this regard, Nuremberg is extremely important.
The two men who were arrested in Germany, they had been living in Germany for a while. Does it surprise you that they thought they could live in Germany with impunity?
No, it's not at all surprising, because, I mean, torture is part of the DNA of the Syrian system. So all the people who participated in torture, thought, you know, this is normal. You know, it's just, it's our way to govern. And to contradict that, that's something new. And part of the system was also the complete lack of accountability. So these people thought they are untouchable, and they think it until now. And therefore, it's also about communication. It's a strong message on one hand that Jamil Hassan, the head of one secret service, is searched by an arrest warrant. And it's also a strong message that people who come here and thought they would go away impune are arrested and definitely will be indicted and put on trial.
And so how confident are you that there will be convictions?
That is not something we do any kind of prophecy around that. It's important that we have serious investigation. We are expecting an indictment. We are expecting a trial, and that is fair enough. But then the trial has to be conducted under the principles of a fair trial, and then we'll see. Then we'll see.
And what is the signal, even if there isn't a conviction, or we can't guess about a conviction, but what is the signal just by arresting and charging these men to others who may be responsible for torture in Syria?
Look, there are two approaches to this whole issue. And one is that Europe should not be a safe haven for any kind of war criminals. And so in this regard, yesterday's arrest are an important message. Beyond that, we also insist that Europe has to play a role in the global enforcement of international criminal law and human rights law. And that is, let's say, maybe a contribution, but there is a lot lacking, and that is definitely that procedures have to be initiated against the superiors of those who had been arrested yesterday.
Wolfgang Kalek, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Linda. Have a nice day.
Wolfgang Kalek is the founder and general secretary of the European Centre for Constitutional and Human Rights in Berlin.